tonight's opening monologue.
And I need everyone to join in on this, our listeners, Hamish and Sam and you, Tim. At the end of this, you need to be a part of it because it's good for your soul and it's cleansing and you've got an opportunity to get it out of your system. We, the media, are required to have opinions. Some of them are extremely considered, the result of extensive research, numerous conversations, married with your own experiences as a performer or a viewer of our great game over many, many years. Others can be spur-of-the-moment observations, particularly when commentating on live sport, that on reflection you may want to revisit. Tough to go on. What we aren't great at, as a rule, is putting our hands up with the benefit of time and hindsight and conceding that you, in that instance only, were off the mark with your opinion. So this morning I introduced to you a new segment. I hate to admit it, but I was wrong. And I will happily open the batting. It's tough. I hate to admit it, but I was wrong when I suggested Cale Hooker had no clue what he was doing as a key forward and that he was a liability. In 16 games of footy this year, he's kicked 32 goals, including a career-high bag of five on the weekend, been a consistent marking presence, and has been important in the continued emergence of Joe Danaher as the next superstar of the game. He is not a natural forward by any means, but he is on track for a 40-plus goal season, and in the modern game, that is anything but a liability. So, I hate to admit it, but Cale Hooker, I was wrong about you. Garrity with humbling clarity. What in God's name is Cale Hooker doing with his football? A man that's on $800,000 a year is playing.
Is he?
He's playing forward, which may not be his preferred position, but he's playing like he has no clue about what he's doing. He dropped easy marks when it mattered most. His recovery as a forward is negligible. He can't get back on a loose ball, and he was a liability.
Takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I am not a big man.
That was Gary Lyon and Chevy Chase, both admitting they're wrong, back to back.
9-4, 10-9, 11-16. I've done it. I feel better for it. Purged myself.
Do you feel better for it?
Yeah, I do feel better, and it cost me one tyre. I still think it was a sighting of Cale Hooker around my house when there was I got a flat tyre. But put your hand up, start the sentence with, I hate to admit it, but I was wrong, and then spit it out. And hey, he who has not sinned cast the first stone.
Exactly.
I'm looking at you.
Can you go with more than one? I've got two wrong.
I only could come
I've got two wrong really badly this year.
The first start one, the sentence.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I got this wrong. The first one was that I was backing Collingwood to make the top eight, and I rode them pretty hard, even when they were losing at one point, when I was getting a lot of pressure from outside and external sources. I was wrong about that. They will not play in the finals this year. I was completely wrong about that. And the other one, we had a discussion very early in the season about the best young forward in the competition with Mike Sheen.
Yes.
And we all named who we thought was going to be the one to watch this season.
Joe Danaher.
You went with Joe Danaher. I went with Darcy Moore. I got that wrong too. I underestimated what and how good how good Joe Danaher was.
So I'll accept your first one on Collingwood. I think you've got to wait on the other one. That's just for now, the Darcy Moore. But you're absolutely wrong on Collingwood. Hamish?
I've got a list of stuff that I've got wrong, and we don't have the time, to be honest, to work through it all. But 9-4, 10-9, 11-16, give us a call with what you've got wrong. It doesn't have to be sport. It can be life. And we've got some Twitter suggestions in terms of memorabilia. Gazza Stretcher, Tim's West Coast kit, and the pig at the SCG would all be great memorabilia. Matt's in Taylor's Lakes. What do you got wrong, Matt?
Yeah, I hate to admit it, boys, but I was wrong. I said Ken Hinckley would be fired by round 13 and Ford would finish last.
Well, yep. Well done.
Completely
Matt.
Wrong.
Takes a big man, as we said, to stand up and do that. So well done to you. Lots off here.
I did the ladder predictor at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Guess who I didn't have in the eight? I don't know whether it was just poor management or really bad analysis, but the Crows, who sit on top by 6 points.
You didn't have them in the top eight?
No.
You're joking.
I had the Saints and the D's in, but didn't Adelaide out.
Well, a lot of people got St Kilda wrong this year too. Brad's in Caulfield. Good morning, Brad. You've got to begin this by saying, I hate to admit it, but I was wrong about...
I hate to admit it, boys, but I was wrong about the Eagles. I backed them for the flag, and they are looking pretty awful. I mean, I'm a Pies man, so I enjoyed the weekend, but they were atrocious, and I reckon Simmer's going to come under a baptism of fire at the end of the year if they don't make the eight.
Brad, will they even play finals? Gary and I were doing this in the ad break. Lions at Domain, Saints at Etihad, Blues at Domain, Giants away, and then Adelaide back at home. Can they win three of those?
I mean, they can, you know, but Mitchell and Pretis just hasn't connected at all, and they seem mentally weak when the chips are down. They don't seem like they have another gear that they can kick into. So even if they do, I mean, how far can they go?
Feel better for getting that out of your system, Brad?
Yeah, I do.
Good on. Yeah, you'll enjoy the day. There's a lot flying through here. Wispy, what about Bruce All-Australian?
Did I say that?
Well, apparently off our listening.
I can't remember saying. Oh,
it was Brownlow, wasn't
it? I might have said jokingly that he's been under. I've got to say though, he's been underplayed this year.
I hate to admit it, but grossly. Tom McDonald is not a Melbourne whipping boy. He's now a Melbourne fan favourite. That's from Nick off the SMS. So there's a lot of people who are openly purging and just cleansing their soul.
Mark's in Caulfield. Go for it.
G'day, guys. I hate to admit it, but I got this wrong, and I'm kind of happy I got it wrong because I'm a Carlton supporter. But when Cripps had his first season at Carlton, I was with my mates and I said to them, this guy's no good.
Good work, Mark. It feels much better to get that off your chest.
He needed to get that.
Yeah, he did. He'll have a great day. Brett's in South Morang. Good morning, Brett.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Brett.
Look, I watched Tom Lynch absolutely tear it up against Carlton the first time they played him, kicked 7 goals, and I thought he was going to be the biggest thing by a mile. Well, he went absolutely out of the way to Liam Jones, didn't he?
Are you talking about the Gold Coast Suns, Tom Lynch?
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely, yeah. First time Carlton played them, absolutely destroyed us.
Good on you, Brett. I reckon a lot of people would have got the other Tom Lynch completely and utterly wrong too. The Tom Lynch
when
is playing
he's
over.
Saints.
Yeah, absolutely. There would have been a lot of people, oh, no, this bloke's never going to play AFL football. What a player he's become.
Oh, has he ever? And there's a lot of people who are putting their hand up for this one, Wisp. I was wrong. Liam Jones is not a spud. That's from Bats in Beaumaris.
I'll put my hand up with that, crew. I didn't think he'd ever play again.
I thought he had it in him.
I didn't. No, I'm with you, Hammer, and both of us are honest. Bernie's in Caulfield. Good morning, Bernie.
Yes, guys. I was wrong when I burnt my Essendon membership after the Brisbane loss a few weeks ago.
Hard to retrieve that, Bernie.
It is.
I'd love the person that sent in the cut-up membership with a letter to Simon Goodwin after they lost earlier in the year. I think they'd lost to maybe Richmond. Or maybe Hawks, after Hawks had been going badly, sent a long letter to Simon Goodwin saying how he'd never be a coach and how it was not working out.
Can we get a copy of that letter?
Yeah, we can. And there's another one that's coming through regularly off the SMS.
Which is?
Regularly. That was your call on a kid called Frankie Watson out of the West Coast. That you said he's going to be the next big thing.
Hey, don't give up on him yet.
You said he's the next big thing this year.
He's had a troubled, interrupted season.
You played that
injury.
Song that many times. It was driving me nuts.
He's been injured during the season. Unfortunately, we haven't seen him get a real crack at it this year.
This might be a regular segment because...
People venting?
Well, not venting. They're like...
Releasing.
Yeah, releasing. I hate to admit it. But I was wrong about Bailey Dale from the Dogs. Don't think he was AFL standard, so that's off the SMS.
9429 1116. A call any time before 9. What have you been wrong about? Rick's in Clyde. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, boys. Great show, but I have to admit it, I was wrong. Steve Smith, when he first started, I didn't think he would ever make it. And to see where he is now, he's, you know, his figures show he's probably one of the better players we've had for a long, long time.
That is a great one.
Great call on you, Rick. Jake's in Melbourne. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. It's awesome. I've got a couple of quick little things. Kangaroos I had for the 8, which way off, and I'm a proud Cats man. And Haim, I've got a signed Gary Ablett Sr. Holly Farmer pitcher.
Have you?
It is amazing. Yes, but I can't. The good lady wife doesn't like football stuff up, so it just sits in the spare bedroom, which is amazing. But, yeah, it's pretty nice. I got it years ago.
Well done, Jake. Thanks for the call. We were speaking about memorabilia on the back of James Hurd selling a few things and Dick Reynolds selling all 3 Brownlows. Reserve price, $180,000.
Yep, and just on Francis Watson, so he missed round 4-10 with an ankle injury. He just hasn't been able to string consistent form together. That's been his problem this year. There's a spot in that side for him. If he can actually just get his body right.
You had him as the Nab Rising